Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Got a little bit of geography to work through as we open the 27th chapter. Paul's journey to Rome. Remember, he has appealed to Caesar. His journey to Rome will begin. He's still under guard. He's still technically a prisoner, though certainly not considered a violent offender, and his overlords don't even feel really that it's worth keeping him in prison. So we're going to see a lot of liberty as he moves about. Verse 1, when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustan regiment. So entering a ship of Adramyttium, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coasts of Asia. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. And the next day, we landed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him liberty to go to his friends and receive care. When we had put to sea from there, we sailed under the shelter of Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea, which is off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing to Italy, and he put us on board. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus, the wind not permitting us to proceed, we sailed under the shelter of Crete off Salmone. Passing it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens near the city of Lycia. So really all we have is just the geography and the happenings on the way there. Years ago, I hadn't been in ministry very long, probably four or five years. I did a little series of sermons playing off of these winds in the 27th chapter. The different winds, there are four different styles or types of wind that blow on Paul's journey, and I used them as an idea of the types of winds that blow on our journey of life. And it's worth looking into how sometimes the winds in your life are contrary, sometimes the winds in your life are soft, sometimes the winds in your life are tempestuous. You go through these various areas of your life. They're storms, trials of sorts. It doesn't mean that God's abandoned you. It doesn't mean God has forgotten about you. It could mean that there is something to learn, that there is something to know. And it's very, very important that we not become consumed with or obsessed with the wind that is blowing today. The wind that is blowing today may not blow again tomorrow, and it might, but you'll be more experienced and you'll know what you're doing. People are always looking for wisdom. We're always wanting to know what to do. And if we'll look at some of the areas we've been in our lives, we'll realize in a lot of cases that we already have the wisdom. It's inside of us. It's there. It's just a matter of tapping into it, allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit to be able to find it. And most of it's because we've went through some storms. We've had a few winds in our lives, and it's taught us great lessons. And so as we walk in that, I think we begin to understand a little bit more about the journey, and it's not God fighting against you. It's not God having abandoned you. It's simply the journey. Tomorrow, I want to get into Paul's warning. He's going to give a warning to the people on board, basically because of the storm that they're going into. And his warning is going to be ignored, and that's going to cost some people their lives. And I want to show that you have abilities beyond your knowledge as a child of God. Don't undersell yourself, because you have the ability to hear from God, to know the heart of God, what he's saying and how he's saying it. And the faster that we become familiar with that, the better off our lives and those around us will be. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.